Вариант 26. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат два раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1.4. Вы услышите 4 коротких текста, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. В заданиях с 1 по 4 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Text A. Good evening. Here is our scientific news. According to a recent study, a red-eyed tree frog protects itself from predators in a very interesting way. While sleeping, it pulls its legs underneath its green body and closes its eyes. When a predator comes too close, the frog throws out its green, blue, orange, and yellow legs and opens its bright red eyes. The colors often scare away the predator, at least long enough for the little frog to escape. Text B.
Hi, it's Greg. I'm calling to tell you that I'm in Thailand right now. The weather is perfect here. It's November, but the temperature is 30 degrees centigrade. This period is considered to be a cool season. Imagine that when the temperatures drop to 20 degrees centigrade, Thai people start wearing warm jackets. Thanks to our lessons of geography, I know that besides this cool season, there is also the rainy season and the hot season. Some people joke that they should be called hot, hotter, and the hottest.
Text C. So, tell me what worries you.
You see, no one seems to enjoy looking at fat girls.
Have you tried any diets?
Sure, but why do all these special foods have to taste so awful?
Because they have to include a lot of vitamins.
Can you recommend anything else?
Of course. My advice is simple. Eat normal food, but eat less. Text D.
Now we'll see if you need this course or not.
What are you going to do?
You should answer some test questions, and then we'll analyze your results. Are you ready?
Okay, what are your questions?
Do you speak with your mouth full of food? Do you forget to cover your mouth when you sneeze?
Achoo! Yes, and I always forget my handkerchief. And I sometimes don't wash my hands before meals.
You're our student for sure.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Text A.
Good evening. Here is our scientific news. According to a recent study, a red-eyed tree frog protects itself from predators in a very interesting way. While sleeping, it pulls its legs underneath its green body and closes its eyes. When a predator comes too close, the frog throws out its green, blue, orange, and yellow legs and opens its bright red eyes. The colors often scare away the predator, at least long enough
for the little frog to escape. Text B.
Hi, it's Greg. I'm calling to tell you that I'm in Thailand right now. The weather is perfect here. It's November, but the temperature is 30 degrees centigrade. This period is considered to be a cool season. Imagine that when the temperatures drop to 20 degrees centigrade, Thai people start wearing warm jackets. Thanks to our lessons of geography, I know that besides this cool season, there is also the rainy season and the hot season. Some people joke that they should be called hot, hotter, and the hottest.
Text C. So, tell me what worries you.
You see, no one seems to enjoy looking at fat girls.
Have you tried any diets?
Sure, but why do all these special foods have to taste so awful?
Because they have to include a lot of vitamins.
Can you recommend anything else?
Of course. My advice is simple. Eat normal food, but eat less. Text D.
Now we'll see if you need this course or not.
What are you going to do?
You should answer some test questions, and then we'll analyze your results. Are you ready?
Okay, what are your questions?
Do you speak with your mouth full of food? Do you forget to cover your mouth when you sneeze?
Achoo! Yes, and I always forget my handkerchief. And I sometimes don't wash my hands before meals.
You're our student for sure.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 5. Вы готовите тематическую радиопередачу с высказываниями 5 разных людей, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Подберите каждому высказыванию соответствующую его содержанию рубрику из списка от 1 до 6. Используйте каждую рубрику из списка только один раз. В списке есть одна лишняя рубрика. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start. Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinions about ecological problems. Now we would like to present their opinions to you. Speaker A.
Nowadays, it is difficult to avoid environmental issues. Every time we listen to the radio or watch the news via the internet, there are new reports about the main evil of our time. That is how pollution affects our planet. Poisonous gases from factories destroy the ozone layer, which leads to the greenhouse effect and thus results in global warming. Acid rain is destroying forests. As more and more rainforest is destroyed, there is a threat to wildlife, with some endangered species already on the edge of extinction. All in all, we are moving towards an ecological disaster.
Speaker B.
We should do something to protect the environment while it's not too late. Firstly, we should try to conserve energy resources such as oil and coal by turning off our central heating and air conditioning. Secondly, we should try to reuse glass and paper items rather than throw them away. Thirdly, we can join groups such as Greenpeace. It can be very effective in making governments help nature. They can adopt greener policies such as increasing public transport and protecting wildlife. The basic message is, think globally, act locally.
Speaker C.
A long time ago, Sherwood Forest was the property of the Crown and was used as a hunting ground for the kings and queens of England. Sherwood Forest was also famous as home of Robin Hood. Today's 200-hectare Sherwood Forest is the first national nature reserve for Nottinghamshire. There you can meet some unique and rare animals, birds, bats and beetles. It is most famous for its massive and ancient oak trees, which have inspired visitors and writers for centuries. There are more than 1,000 oaks, some more than 500 years old.
Speaker D. Satellites have photographed the Amazon rainforest and have shown that the area, the size of 20 football pitches, is being cut down every minute. Pictures taken from space have also shown that one of the world's largest areas of inland water, the Aral Sea, has been shrinking very quickly. Modern satellite maps show the effects of global warming and pollution and help us to understand the world around us better. More and more drivers nowadays rely on satellite navigation in their cars, so the traditional road maps may not be around much longer. Speaker E.
Greenhouse effect is actually a natural feature of our atmosphere, without which life on our planet would be impossible. Certain atmospheric gases work as a kind of blanket, keeping the Earth warm. The amount of these greenhouse gases used to be more or less the same for centuries, but the Industrial Revolution broke this balance. Because of heavy industry and other human activities, the amounts of CO2 and other gases have increased by 30%. Climate experts predict that by 2050, the global average temperature will rise by 2-3 degrees.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again. Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinions about ecological problems. Now we would like to present their opinions to you. Speaker A.
Nowadays it is difficult to avoid environmental issues. Every time we listen to the radio or watch the news via the internet, there are new reports about the main evil of our time. That is how pollution affects our planet. Poisonous gases from factories destroy the ozone layer, which leads to the greenhouse effect and thus results in global warming. Acid rain is destroying forests. As more and more rainforest is destroyed, there is a threat to wildlife, with some endangered species already on the edge of extinction. All in all, we are moving towards an ecological disaster.
Speaker B.
We should do something to protect the environment while it's not too late. Firstly, we should try to conserve energy resources such as oil and coal by turning off our central heating and air conditioning. Secondly, we should try to reuse glass and paper items rather than throw them away. Thirdly, we can join groups such as Greenpeace. It can be very effective in making governments help nature. They can adopt greener policies such as increasing public transport and protecting wildlife. The basic message is think globally, act locally.
Speaker C.
A long time ago, Sherwood Forest was the property of the Crown and was used as a hunting ground for the kings and queens of England. Sherwood Forest was also famous as home of Robin Hood. Today's 200-hectare Sherwood Forest is the first national nature reserve for Nottinghamshire. There you can meet some unique and rare animals, birds, bats and beetles. It is most famous for its massive and ancient oak trees, which have inspired visitors and writers for centuries. There are more than 1,000 oaks, some more than 500 years old.
Speaker D. Satellites have photographed the Amazon rainforest and have shown that the area the size of 20 football pitches is being cut down every minute. Pictures taken from space have also shown that one of the world's largest areas of inland water, the Aral Sea, has been shrinking very quickly. Modern satellite maps show the effects of global warming and pollution and help us to understand the world around us better. More and more drivers nowadays rely on satellite navigation in their cars, so the traditional roadmaps may not be around much longer. Speaker E.
Greenhouse effect is actually a natural feature of our atmosphere, without which life on our planet would be impossible. Certain atmospheric gases work as a kind of blanket, keeping the Earth warm. The amount of these greenhouse gases used to be more or less the same for centuries, but the Industrial Revolution broke this balance. Because of heavy industry and other human activities, the amounts of CO2 and other gases have increased by 30%. Climate experts predict that by 2050, the global average temperature will rise by 2-3 degrees.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 6.11. Вы помогаете своему другу, юному радиожурналисту, проанализировать подготовленное им для передачи интервью. Прослушайте аудиозапись интервью и занесите данные в таблицу. Вы можете вписать не более одного слова, без артиклей, из прозвучавшего текста. Числа необходимо записывать буквами. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start. Good afternoon and welcome to our program, Kaleidoscope. With us in the studio is Mark. Are you looking forward to your holidays, Mark?
Oh, I just can't wait. I'm so tired after a year of hard studying.
Where are you going? Is it a foreign country? A seaside? Maybe it's camping in a forest or anything else?
Well, we were going camping our usual way, but my dad has just bought a van, so we're planning to use it in our journey. What I mean is that we can go to other countries all by ourselves without having to get a flight. This is very good in a way, but actually I used to enjoy sleeping in a tent. It gave me a feeling of adventure.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But it must be nice to see all the scenery along the way. And I have to say the flight is my least favourite part of going abroad on holiday.
Oh, I never mind actually. And besides, the airport can be quite fun sometimes.
You must be joking. All these crowds of people and nothing to do except looking round expensive shops. I mean, you always end up buying something you don't really want, just because there's nothing else to do.
That's not my problem. I never buy anything there. Though my younger brother, who's 13 years old, would still like it and never miss his shopping spree.
Then your first stop for him will be at Disneyland.
Not this time. We've planned not only visiting big cities with Disneyland, but staying at a sports camp where everyone can enjoy doing different activities.
Will there be sports activities for your parents too?
Of course. My parents will also be there doing whatever they want. Golf or tennis, in my dad's case. But I'll actually see them only at mealtimes.
It sounds great, but will you have time to look after your younger brother?
No way, fortunately. They divide kids up according to their age, and each group is going to have their own trainer who'll look after the kids of his group. My brother will be doing football, and I'll be doing windsurfing.
Doesn't that cost a fortune?
Well, it's not cheap, but it's worth it.
Thank you for the interview. You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Good afternoon, and welcome to our program, Kaleidoscope. With us in the studio is Mark. Are you looking forward to your holidays, Mark?
Oh, I just can't wait. I'm so tired after a year of hard studying.
Where are you going? Is it a foreign country? A seaside? Maybe it's camping in a forest or anything else?
Well, we were going camping, our usual way, but my dad has just bought a van, so we're planning to use it in our journey. What I mean is that we can go to other countries all by ourselves without having to get a flight. This is very good in a way, but actually I used to enjoy sleeping in a tent. It gave me a feeling of adventure.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but it must be nice to see all the scenery along the way. And I have to say the flight is my least favourite part of going abroad on holiday.
Oh, I never mind actually. And besides, the airport can be quite fun sometimes.
You must be joking. All these crowds of people and nothing to do except looking round expensive shops. I mean, you always end up buying something you don't really want, just because there's nothing else to do.
That's not my problem. I never buy anything there, though my younger brother, who's 13 years old, would still like it and never miss his shopping spree.
Then your first stop for him will be at Disneyland.
Not this time. We've planned not only visiting big cities with Disneyland, but staying at a sports camp where everyone can enjoy doing different activities.
Will there be sports activities for your parents too?
Of course. My parents will also be there doing whatever they want, golf or tennis, in my dad's case, but I'll actually see them only at mealtimes.
It sounds great, but will you have time to look after your younger brother?
No way, fortunately. They divide kids up according to their age, and each group is going to have their own trainer who'll look after the kids of his group. My brother will be doing football, and I'll be doing windsurfing.
Doesn't that cost a fortune?
Well, it's not cheap, but it's worth it.
Thank you for the interview.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий по аудированию, истекло. Сейчас вы услышите текст к устной части экзамена. Задание 2.
Task 2. You are going to take part in a telephone survey. You have to answer 6 questions. Give full answers to the questions. Remember, you have 40 seconds to answer each question. Tape script for task 2.
Hello, this is the electronic assistant of the social club. We kindly ask you to take part in our survey. We need to find out what teenagers think about the place where they live. Please answer our 6 questions. The survey is anonymous. You don't have to give your name. So let's get started. Where were you born? Have you and your family lived in one place all the time? What do you like or dislike about the district where you live? How often do you and your family go to the country or visit nearby cities and towns? Are there any facilities for entertaining or doing sports in your district? What are they? What's better, city life or country life? Give your reasons. Where would you prefer to live in the future? Explain why. This is the end of the survey. Thank you very much for your time.